The state of Sonoma County is strong and getting stronger, declared Supervisor David Rabbit as he opened his 2013 State of the County speech Wednesday morning. The details to support that assertion came in the remarks from the two other speakers at the breakfast session. Ben Stone, Executive Director of the Sonoma County Economic Development Board, pointed to nearly 5% job growth in the past year as the linchpin of the local recovery.
Sonoma County's employment growth has continued to be stronger than any other county in the state. This signals that Sonoma County is back in a big way.
Later, UCLA economist Jerry Nicholsberg offered some more detailed analysis.
In Sonoma County, almost all of the recession is over with. Except for construction and government, you're about there. There's still construction and government job loss, and that's why the unemployment rate is where it is. But think about where the unemployment rate was relative to the U.S., and today it's below the U.S. unemployment rate. California has the third highest unemployment rate in the country. Sonoma County's unemployment rate is below the U.S.
Looking at the state as a whole, Nicholsberg sees two very different Californias lying on either side of a line running north-south, roughly parallel to the San Andreas Fault.
To the west is a vibrant economy. It is in the information age. It's technology. It's trade. It's knowledge communities. And to the east of that line, an economy based on migration, construction, and growth in government.
Sonoma County, he added, once straddled that line, but now sits safely on the western side. Housing, a traditional powerhouse sector in the California economy, is showing signs of reawakening, Nicholsberg added. Home sales are increasing slowly, although that includes a great many short sales, so prices remain flat. And new residential building permits are being issued again, but with the biggest surge in multifamily housing.
Multifamily housing was now back up to 75% of its peak. Rents are going up, vacancy rates are going down, and we're seeing lots of new projects in multifamily housing. And of course, those projects are where we have job growth.
That's much more prevalent in the coastal counties south of San Francisco than here, however. Something that will aid Sonoma County, noted Ben Stone, is our recent inclusion in a greater Bay Area foreign trade zone, which should boost the area's international exports. But Stone also pointed out a demographic trend that is starting to make itself felt in the local labor pool.
One trend that will really require our community's attention over the next several years is the large percentage of people 55 and older that are now eligible for retirement. They call it the silver tsunami. In total, over the next 10 years, 40,000 people are eligible to retire. Now you say, what's 40,000 people? Well, our total workforce is 170,000.
And he added, that turnover is not spread evenly through the workforce.
25% of the people in the healthcare field are eligible for retirement. Think about that. As those people walk out, who's going to replace them? In our manufacturing sector, the best wage payers in the county, 20% are eligible for retirement now.
Other sectors with an especially high share of older workers include real estate, education, and agriculture. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.